Word association. Corrupt administration.
Old Fives, it seems that no matter what happens in Iraq, opponents of the war have one answer.
Run for your lives. We're losing. Is that it?
Retreat.
I was right.
Things were going badly in Iraq a year ago.
They wanted to pull out.
Called for withdrawal.
Mr. President, it's almost spring. I wish you a very good morning, and thank you for joining The Last Anger Man again. Always a pleasure. Mr. President, are you okay?
You know, they came back from Africa.
I did, sir. Are you okay?
Sir, it's the middle of an interview. You're snoring, Mr. President. Please. It's the last living man. What are you doing? Wake up, Mr. President. Please wake up.
Al-Qaeda is securing a Al-Qaeda base.
Wow. Let's talk politics, sir. They went to Africa, sir. How was your trip?
Yeah, I said that a while ago.
About a minute ago, sir. Sir, to say the least, you feel very tired lately, it seems. You were asked recently at a press conference this question.
Plus, they're predicting $4 a gallon gasoline this spring when they reformulate.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard.
Of course you were kidding when you said that, sir, but so what did you really mean when you said that? Were you just tired that day?
I know it's high now.
How do you know that, sir?
Gasoline may be up to $4 a gallon.
Well, it's a good guess. We appreciate a good guess. What will happen to you and Laura when you leave the White House after your term is over, sir?
I'm going to try to leave it so whoever my successor is will be able to have a relationship.
We'll skip right over that one, sir. Don't you think you go down as one of the worst presidents in history, sir?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't.
Come on.
That's your conclusion, not mine.
True. What's one of the biggest lessons you learned while being president, sir?
Important to establish a personal relations with leaders, even though you may not agree with them.
You mean the Russian president, don't you? Because there are certain leaders you won't deal with even though they're far less dangerous than the president of Russia, Putin. Isn't that correct? For example, you won't have a relationship with
Kim Jong-il.
Or even talk to Raul Castro, of course. How are you trying to help the U.S. economy, sir?
It makes sense to help a place like Mexico grow its economy.
I meant the American economy, sir. Word association, sir. Drew Carey, new host of The Price is Right.
He's a fine professional.
Britney Spears' father.
I've got confidence in him.
Dick Cheney created a
violent regime.
Honest. Mrs. McCain.
Busley.
Busley? Okay. Side question, sir. Who is eligible for the refunds?
Who's eligible for the refunds?
Yes. Who is eligible for the refunds? When will we find out, sir?
Soon.
Could you be more specific, sir?
We anticipate the checks, start moving out of Washington.
Okay, well, moving on with more word association. Camp David.
The decline in housing value.
The corporate war machine.
We want to sustain.
Leaving the White House.
So we'll see how the plan works.
Your place in history.
Look, you all figure that out.
The situation at hand.
I mean, what I'm dealing with is a situation at hand.
The war in Iraq.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Are you shocked that you haven't been impeached, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Will you be doing more signing statements, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Do you think you've broken more laws than any other president in current history?
Yeah.
What's the most voyeuristic thing you like to do, sir?
To listen to foreigners who may be calling into the United States.
Va, 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 voom. Do you think there's any chance that the Congress will try to reinstate the rights of the American people that you took away during the passing of the Patriot Act?
I know there's a threat.
Don't you use your fist on me. Don't take that tone with me, sir. This is an election year. A lot of politics going on. Is it your responsibility to end the war in Iraq, or is it the Congress's problem?
That the Congress solve this problem.
Don't you raise your fist at me, sir.
The nerve.
You know, you've got spunk.
Very comfortable in saying on your cameras.
Please don't say on the camera, sir. Go on.
People who work, you know, are likely to be paid more than their other workers.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. President.
I thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Always. Hope you're doing great in the last few months. Hope you invite us back to the White House.
Enjoy being with you.
Thank you, Mr. Bush.
If you look at our economic growth recently, particularly last year.
Sir, we're done. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
From the broadcast capital of the world, keep an eye on this man. There may be a political election going on, but there's still some danger in Washington.
Last egg.